came down from heaven one day. The price for our sins He came down to pay. He carried the cross up Calvary's hill. He was nailed on that cross, was His own Father's will. He died on the cross and was laid in the grave for the sins of this world. His own life He gave. The sun would not shine, the earth didn't quake, and there at the tomb, the keepers did shake. 6 hours on the cross, 3 days in the tomb. The disciples were filled with sorrow and gloom. The grave opened wide. He rose from the dead. He paid for our sin, just like He said. He was born as a child, yet He was a king. When I hear the sweet news, it makes my heart sing. The world was in darkness while He laid in the tomb. Like a beautiful rose, after 3 days He bloomed.
Helping God, I pray, Heavenly Father.
Don't know.
Lord, help.
Don't know how the case will be with me.
Lord, helping God, we pray.
It's with much fear that I come before You.
God, would You help me, Lord, I pray.
Brother Terry was up here talking a while ago. I could have run off and hid somewhere. I don't know about everybody else and how the other brethren get along.
Lord, help me, God, we pray.
Standing here today trying to minister to a people that God so loved. That He gave His only begotten Son. And whosoever would believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now this morning You was bought with a great price. He come and He paid a price that all men and all women could go to the tree of life. You know, I've been in this race now 29 years, and I've never learned how to preach.
Never will.
I learned how to walk, and I learned how to talk. Didn't take me too long to learn how to drive. But in 29 years, I've never learned how to preach.
Lord, help me, God.
But the Bible says that the gospel is the power of God.
Amen.
On to salvation to all that will believe.
Amen.
And it says, you know, I hope you, brother, and you good sisters will pray real hard.
Lord Jesus, Lord,
because I'm just a man without.
Now
the Spirit, it's impossible with me. Oh, Paul said it wouldn't learn a man, neither was it taught a man.
Neither received it of
him. But it is a revelation of Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. This morning, I ain't asked to come from God on high.
Help me, Lord.
I listen this morning. I believe what you've already heard. I'd be good if you took it home with you. But listen, I hope your brother will pray. I listen this morning. The Bible says, how faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I listen, and we can read where I ain't said the word. I was with God. The word was God, and the word was made flesh, and dwelled among me and prayed with the Judas to me. Yes, today, and it's by grace, through faith are you saved, not of yourself, not of works, lest any man should boast. Yes, today, listen, children, according to the natural mind, you can do whatever you want to, and he won't save you. You can dress this old man a certain way. Comb his hair a certain way. Yes, and he won't save you this morning because nature can't get it done. Well, James, how am I going to get saved when that grace, that light that shines, shines in a dark place? And listen, it said through faith, yes, through believing on Christ Jesus the Lord. Lord, that's how you're going to get saved. Listen, not the works lest any man should boast, not the works of the flesh, but the works of faith. It'll work. What are you talking about? Yeah, obey what God tells you to do. That'll get you right down to the banqueting house, where you have your robe washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. Listen, I want you to understand. He said, I stand at the door knock. If any man will open up, I'll come in and I'll sup with him and him with me.
That's right, Brother James. Bless you, brother.
Mm-hmm. There ain't but one way. The old regular Baptist is not that way. Their free will is not that way. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. You got a man before you that believes in a true and a living God. I believe in a true and a living Savior. Listen, this man of his word, he said, I'll enlighten every man that cometh into the world, and he'll let them understand. You see, I'm not here today trying to tell you whether you're a sinner or not. You already know. Because the command came, said, and you died. So listen, you need something. You need to be resurrected from a dead state to a lively hope in Christ Jesus, Lord. Listen, I'll tell you this. You'll be a brand new man, a brand new woman, a brand new creature in Christ Jesus, Lord.
Born again, brother.
Regenerated.
Yes, sir.
Regenerated. Right. And born again.
Yeah.
Helping
God.
Oh, listen. You can go down here to all the churches in Ashland and be baptized. You'll still die and go to hell.
That's a fact.
There's a baptism that you need that I can't give you. You're going to have to be baptized with the fire and the Holy Spirit. Listen, I want you to understand. Jesus set this way up a little over 2,000 years ago, and he opened her up for every man and every woman that they could understand how to get there.
Amen. Brother James.
I believe the preaching of the gospel is important.
Yes, sir.
Because the Bible says after you heard the gospel of your salvation and you believe,
then
are you sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise on to the day of redemption.
Yes,
now listen, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I don't know how everybody else gets along. But the faith that I have, it's alive.
Yes,
it's not dead. Now listen today. I want you to understand. I don't know all that's in this book. But what a little I've got, it come down from God on high. Now listen. Some of them said, well, that's the way I've been taught. That's the way that I believe it. Listen, good in teaching. It'll get you in a world of trouble. And if you ain't careful, it'll cost you your mortal soul. Listen, last night, why did I want to get up and leave the building a while ago? Because I laid on my bed last night. I didn't make something up to preach. But here come the utterance of the Lord. And the thing that Brother Terry spoke about. When he got up here, the Lord had already visited me. Now that scares me. Listen here. When he gives you understanding from the scripture, or he gives you utterance from on high, and you follow that, that's traveling by faith. You can make it up any way you want to. The faith has to come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Bless the good Lord today. My faith is alive. He lives me and he guides me. Everything he tells me to do. See, there's a difference. And my wife telling me something. And Brother Terry telling me something.
There you go,
and here comes the sweet spirit.
Low still voice.
I want you to do this. And when I obey that and obey him, that's traveling by faith. And when I obey him, he'll give the increase.
Yeah,
and he'll prosper.
Well,
but if I make it up on my mind,
that's right.
This is the way I ought to do. That's not faith.
Preach, bro.
Yeah.
That's of yourself.
He'll accomplish, brother, when it comes to him.
Yeah.
What about old Abraham?
Yeah, buddy.
Now, buddy, listen.
I
believe in a God is the author
and the finisher.
And the finisher of our faith.
There you go, Brother James.
You see, this thing, some preacher didn't just come along and fix it up. And listen, you can deceive yourself if you want to.
Well, sure.
But the Bible says, be ye not deceived.
For
God's not mocked.
Whatsoever you say.
Now listen, he loves you today. If man or woman, if you're here and lost, he loves you just as dear.
He sure does.
As he loves me.
Amen.
But listen, it's up to you. What you do about your shape. His son, choose this day in whom you may serve. I've had some of them to say it was Monday. Some of them said it was Sunday. But here's the day that he was talking about. The day of visitation. When the sweet spirit and that low still voice says, child, turn around. That's the day that you can choose.
Amen, brother. Yeah.
Abraham.
That's exactly right.
Abraham was a man just like I. He was a man of God. But listen, he had a little wife. He had her for many, many years. And she brought forth no children.
I tried marrying.
Oh, but one day, after a while, here come the angel of God and told Abraham, I said, Sarah's going to bring forth the son. Yeah, she stood in the door and laughed.
Yeah.
And I'm an old woman.
How can this be?
The angel rebuked her and said, you've lied. Listen, there's nothing impossible with God. Bless his holy name today. I love him with all of my soul. Why? Because he first loved me. Listen, I was a lost man. Running on down. That and mother could do they was a little man called Jesus. Come my way one day. And he called me and I heard him. He said, if you don't come this time, I'll never be back no more. I was just a little lost drunken boy. But his banner over me was love. I never had no one to speak to me
like that.
With the love like he did. Yeah, Lord, listen, he's real today. And there ain't but two places, children, gonna hold the whole Adam generation. That one of them is heaven, and the other's a lake of fire. If you're here, you're lost today, and the death angel flies. What kind of condition will you be in? Listen, you'll have to say amen to your own condemnation. Why, the Spirit has let you understand. Don't be drunken-minded. Be sober-minded and pray. And ask the Lord for forgiveness. Seek His mercy. And you hear you cry. But I don't know where I would lose.
It's all right.
That's what I wanted to get on you, man. Abraham had one little son, but sure.
Yeah.
One day or a while, God visited him and told him, said, Abraham, I want you to take your son Isaac up on somewhere and let him understand. You take him up there and you offer him for a sacrifice unto me. Who was in the arrangements? Abraham didn't make it up in his own mind. I'm going to give my son to God. If he had it, it wouldn't have worked.
No. He thought it through.
Followed the Lord, what the Lord told him. He trusted God and he believed God.
What was he counting for?
That's right.
He was kind of friend of God.
He
took that little boy up there. I believe the Bible says that little boy toted the wood on his back. But he had some servants with him. When he got to this place, you see, you know where you're going if you're walking in the light. There's no stumbling.
Yeah.
He got to this place. He said, now you servants wait here. You wait right here.
In the land.
Me and this boy's going to go up there, and maybe not them words, but me and this boy's going to go up there and worship.
Yeah.
And we will be back.
Yeah. We shall return.
That's right.
He trusted God. That if he'd give his very life,
yes,
that God was able to give him back to him.
That's right. Amen. I think he had enough, John.
That little fellow said, here's the wood.
Yeah.
Here's the fire.
Yeah.
Here's the sacrifice.
Now listen this close here.
He said, God will repair himself.
Himself, Brother James. Himself. Himself. Himself.
Today, when he laid him upon that altar, he laid the wood in order. And he laid him up on the altar.
He stayed his hand.
He'd already took his life with him. He wouldn't have been dying when the knife threw him out. But the angel spoke to him.
I said,
Abraham, stay your hand. Do the lad no harm. Here's a ram tangled up in the brush.
Yeah.
Himself,
Well, you've heard the song, A Rose Among the Thorns. That happened one time. Jesus come to the earth to do one thing, to make a way for you.
Yes. And he done it, brother. He finished it.
He is our sacrifice today. The only thing God will recognize is his son. In your life.
Amen.
You can give all you have.
We'd help you now.
To feed the poor. Or you can do all these things, go to the hospitals. Do all these things. He wouldn't do you no good. But if you'll go to the Lord and get him to speak peace, now I'm going to tell you it's easy because it's not. You know what Satan told me? I've heard him, boy, I open on him.
You're all right, buddy.
I heard the brethren say, I'll get this and then it won't, maybe. You know that you're going to die and go to hell. Then they say, well, I hope I get to hell. I understand more about going to heaven than you do going
you
to hell.
You've had an experience.
Amen.
You know it.
Because you've been blinded and seen. We know.
We know.
We know.
We know.
You know you pass from death unto life. The Bible says that, brother.
Don't let no man deceive you. Don't let no man deceive you. And there's people doing that today. They'll sing four or five songs trying to get somebody to join. Or they'll try to make themselves look so good that you'll have a world of confidence in them. Listen, if you...